Welcome back to another session from Of Steam, Steel, and Murder. This is the follow-up and concluding episode to Session 51. The players were Nick, Joshua, Marcus, Sharon, Gilt, and Jameis. There is no new email to report, so we'll get right to the episode, Session 51, Part 2. And we're back. All right, so did you all want to meet up during his speech, after his speech?
I'm going to his speech as well.
I'll go to his speech, but I will stop by the park on the way.
Yeah, I guess everybody's going to speech for the most part.
Yep. Stopping by the park on the way actually is not out of the way.
Good.
The park is,
Bert, and yes. There was one more thing I wanted to do. I wanted to arrange for a vial of Tesla's blood to be drawn and to be delivered to me.
So that would mean you would have to tell someone else where he is. Do you do this?
No, not the original, the clone.
Oh, from Beta?
Yeah.
You've got numerous samples of Beta's blood already because they've been trying to figure out what's been causing his seizures.
Right. Well, then if I have one stored, yeah. I would just... there has been several instances where blood has been required for his defenses. So.
Yep. Yes, see that you have. All right.
There wasn't anything we recall in any sort of Egyptian themed in the defenses, was there?
No, that's at the new defenses.
Yeah.
We do remember how the mailbox worked, right?
Mailbox?
The mailbox that led down to his real secret chamber at his house.
Ah, yes.
Yes, where someone chunked a piece of rock at what could have been a huge explosion. Yes, I remember that quite well. Mm-hmm. Anyway,
for Ethan, just as you're going to the speech and you stop at the park, since Beta gave you almost an exact, he told you exactly how many miles he was away from it, you're able to figure it out that to right in that particular spot, there is a plaque inset in the ground, a small bronze plaque.
Does it happen to have that symbol on it?
It does.
I'm going to push it.
No!
Your fingers are a little cold from the brass plate, but that is all that happens.
Okay.
Is my will up to date?
We're not there. He's the only one who's making around.
That's Metapole's self-destruct button!
Oh, God.
At least we'll take out the thing above
us. There's nothing else written on it, is there?
No, it's a plain. It's almost like a monument marker that you'll see in historical sites. You know, a little plaque on a stone. So this has got a brass plaque inset in a little on. You know, it's up on a very small stone. You would trip over this. I mean, it's not really meant to be very obvious, but it's not really hidden. But other than the symbol and the direct middle of the brass plate, there's nothing else on it.
Do I have any mobile communications with the others?
No.
Crap. Well, I'm going to recall where it is. I'll just have a quick feel around it to see if there's anything that looks like a button, but I'll try not to activate it if there is.
What you do find is that the earth around it is actually it's a little soft, and you dig a little bit, and what you find is like there's the soil around it is rich.
And
as you dig a little bit, you find like desiccated rose petals. Like someone had been laying flowers here for a very long time, and they've, you know, it hasn't been done in a while, but everything else is kind of rotted.
Exactly how big is this? Is it big enough to be an upright coffin?
Interesting thought, but no, it's only about half a foot. It's like 6 inches on the side. Mm. So, you know, that it's pretty small.
Well, I'm thinking this is some kind of, it's either buried something, or some kind of grave. For some reason, it's stuck in my head that it will be a hand in there, but I don't know why I'm thinking that.
As he talks to the park around him.
Yes. Yeah. There are mothers who are holding their children tight to them as they go around you, looking at the odd man in his crushed velvet cape and top hat.
All right, I'm going to sort of cover it up a little bit more so that it's not quite as noticeable. And I'm going to recall it, sir, and quickly go and meet up with the other party members. I have news.
But first you go to a speech and listen to a speech.
Yes, you listen
well,
to
Well, can't his, I meet them at the speech?
You listen to Dare's speechifying. Let's see how he does tonight. Not bad.
Negative
not one of his best speeches, but, you know, not bad. Talking about the brave new direction Metapole's going in and how they've gotten more people to come on board. And
is he by any chance talking about this brave new direction in every speech?
Yes, he is. Yes.
How
yes,
long
he
has he been talking about the brave new direction that
since the announcement was made that Metapole was in the guilds or have petitioned to become at their own neutral territory?
Right.
Outside of national interests. It's well received. You know, this was a kind of a charity thing too. That a lot of Metapole's top society are here and, you know, it's $1,000 a plate sort of to sit at the same table as Dare. And it all goes to charity, not to the guilds, but to actual charity as they're having to rebuild. What's that?
I'm collecting names and addresses.
The big charity right now is to rebuild what are they called for war refugees or not refugees? When you have children left over from people who've died in the wars and
orphanage.
An orphanage, yeah. You had an orphanage blow up a while ago, if you'll remember right. And
really, when did an orphanage blow
you
up?
You saved quite a few of them.
Yes.
There was a cat that was on your head.
Oh, that was the orphanage that was an orphanage yeah. that burned.
And so they're getting charity money to rebuild the orphanage as well as a few hospitals. They found that they could use more in the less well-to-do districts. So
they don't have charity. It all concentrated in one that could blow up
yes.
or collapse.
Minor inconvenience when that happens. But, yeah. So, and you, of course, are not paying $1,000 a plate, but you are sitting at Dare's table. Sharon, Miss Rackham is able to hobnob with some of the rich and famous.
Only $2,000 to sit next to the head of the checker and have your picture taken.
Yeah.
But do you get an honorary membership badge, you know, like a little certificate or something for your 2000?
No, you get armed thugs that show up to your door and recruit you.
Don't forget stickers for the young ones.
And action figures. You have to have an action figure.
Have you started the Cheka Youth yet there, Nick?
Absolutely.
I die a little inside. I distance myself even further from all the other investigators.
It's nothing but slight indoctrination and wholesome walks in the parks and learning certain critical skills.
Like how to use a gun.
No.
How to spot a dirty traitor
and how to
within
move silently.
At any rate.
Very specific anyway. Political slogans, right? Mm. Yes.
So his speech only lasts half an hour, which is one of his shorter speeches, as he does like his speechifying. And the rest of the evening is entertainment. They have a string quartet there that's providing chamber music as you dine. The food's quite good. Nothing coming from Chef D's. but afterwards,
I compelled him to do this little wee taste of something he wasn't sure what it was, and it's developed into this whole thing he had no control over.
Mr. Bishop is asked several times for photographs with various people.
I take them.
You know, the "my kid loves you" sort of thing, and
yay. I'm guessing Dare gets a bigger reaction, though.
And Marlo is decked out in his major's uniform.
Major's uniform? Wow.
Yes, with his chest plate full of medals of various things that he has won.
The scouting medals. Stabbing, shooting, betraying.
Did you get your suit let out? Because I'm sure Marlo's gained some weight from his military days.
I would think that I'm pretty much the same weight, given my activities lately.
And he's been running a lot.
I live off cigarettes.
You're skinnier and sicklier than you were at those times, so they look
probably,
baggy.
Actually, not as muscly.
Well, the the party does end, you know, an hour or so later. The last people are bid goodnight, and Dare motions you all into his lounge, which is, you know, it's not a public one. It's you've been here before. It's very private. You happen to know that it's continually swept for listening devices.
Patterson's.
Hmm.
The Zeppelin above the city?
No. This is all being done at the guild headquarters.
Not Pasternak.
Yeah, not Pasternak. This is his private lounge where, you know, he will receive guests afterwards and does some political dealing that it would be very poor if recordings and such got out. But you're escorted there by Dare. Unfortunately, Mr. Bishop, your wife, this is guild.
Oh, yes. I understand. I think she'll understand. I apologize that this is personal business.
She's got to get back and watch the kid anyway, so.
Yeah.
So, you're taking it to the lounge.
Usual
I'm not
suit,
able to catch the players crumpled just suit, before, yes. Am I?
What's that?
I'm not able to catch the players to tell them something just before, am I?
If you want to, you can. That's fine.
All right. I went to the park, and the specific spot where Tesla Beta was, there is a plaque on the ground. The soil looks like it has had some sort of, appears to be rose petals, probably some sort of grave offering or something
quickly
like that.
Quickly breaking in, you can always just say blah.
Alright, as I was saying, blah.
Oh my god! Hey, I have a question, was the symbol inset? Like
no,
you could put something in it?
It's just engraved like a normal brass, you know, normal engraving on a brass plaque.
So it's not like you could put a ring on it or something like that.
Oh, no.
It's not like a box or anything.
I don't suppose your goggles showed you anything of interest, did they? I was holding that in all the time, waiting for the
I was waiting for that.
I hate gaming late at night.
Bravo.
You may want to bleep this out. Bollocks.
You always forget you had those things.
Okay. You are all given cognacs.
Can I spend a fate point on his behalf that he tried at the time?
Nope. I was waiting for him to say it.
Guilt, why didn't you tell me?
Because I didn't want to metagame. This is far more satisfying.
Yes,
the other players have to metagame compensate for my lack of intelligence at whatever time it is now, 3 a.m.
On the other side, though, can I get an empathy roll to see the look of torment which crosses his character's face?
Oh no, it's there. It's obviously there.
Yes, you can hear
chagrin as well, perhaps. Anyway, back to the scene. Yes, you are served cigars and cognac. Cigars dipped in cognac. You wait.
What's cognac? And
alcohol. A kind of brandy.
Yes.
Oh.
Expensive. Mm-hmm. And he says that if you'll remember a few days ago, I was perhaps a bit elusive about a possible meeting that I was having. I'm sorry I couldn't tell you more about it at the time. If it hampered your investigations, I am doubly pleased that you were still able to find the bomb in time. However, my obfuscation will become very clear momentarily. And he picks after everyone's settled in. You got your cognac and cigars. He rings a dinner bell.
How was Mrs. Tesla?
He looks a little puzzled.
Oh, not her. Interesting.
No. He rings a little bell, and the doors open, and a steam-driven wheelchair rolls in. It's very, very brass and very... there's a man in it who has kind of like a tweed covering over his legs. His wheelchair is self-motivating. Has a very large wheels on it that look like they could actually handle rough terrain. And the man swings into the room. Doors close behind him, and he clears his voice and says, "Ah, it is good to finally meet you all in person." He looks around the room and he stares very hard for a moment at you, Mr. Marlowe, and says, "Ah, Mr. Marlowe, I believe. I've spoken the most with you as you're all introduced to Mr. Rathke."
Hey.
And his little steam contraption comes in, and there's a place at the table where there was no seat, and he maneuvers his wheelchair into that position.
Bert, I thought we set up a video. No, we never made that video conference. Never mind.
No, we kept not raising it and not doing it due to being shot at.
Yeah, that's right.
You Really?
And, Mr. Dare, says, I have given Mr. Rathke, the right of my home. He's not to be interfered with while he's here. As a matter of fact, he's been, of quite use to Metapole.
I like that. It would be a terrible faux pas to murder him right now.
Yes, it would.
He's been a great help to me here lately, and has gone a long way to help the guilds to become recognized amongst other nations. And I do believe that we owe him a small debt, and I allowed him well to speak to you all, as this kind of falls under what you've done so well for us here at Metapole, and perhaps if you are inclined to help out Mr. Rathke. And speaks and says, yes, I've had much cause to encounter your incredible aptitudes. Each and every one of you are truly amazing people. It's very, very disheartening that I was not able to persuade you into my employ. Although Mr. Dare here is a very good man, and I'm sure your working for him will only make his endeavors that much richer.
Is he aware of the plot you performed on him with the doppelganger? He is aware that you were the source of that?
Mr. Dare nods and says, yes, he explained this to me. Yes.
And the fact that your ultimate goal is the absolute dissolution and destruction of the guild?
Oh, no, you misunderstood me, sir. My grand scheme has already come to its penultimate goal. The guilds now have sovereignty, and that is what I was looking for, to remove them from the yoke of the nation-states.
Hold on. Your goal was to make the guilds their separate and
have you explained this to us? Because we probably might have forgotten if you have done this.
No, no. You have made lots of suppositions on what he planned, but no.
Then you have gone about it a rather roundabout manner.
Because we had what's his name tell us all about the plan of, was it the plan of 3R? Was it the plan?
It was 3R, yeah.
Ah.
Rathke has never explained his plans other than to say that he wanted the current guild structure to fail.
And by the current guild structure, you meant?
How it was before, that it was basically under the thumb of each of the nations that had the backers in the guild. The guilds were kind of fractured. Like, the Germans would have their own scientists in the guilds, but they were still Germans first before they were guild members, etc.
What about insert names of other cities that are other versions of Metapole?
There are no
there
other
are
versions
none.
Of them.
Yeah.
I thought there was, like, a couple for every place.
No, there are other cities here that have been colonized by other, but they're not like Metapole. They're not guild cities. Metapole is the only one.
Oh, okay.
I take umbrage with your methods, I'm afraid.
Yes, sometimes it is necessary to cause a little havoc so that new life might grow, I'm afraid.
A little havoc, I believe, is downplaying
there
the
must
carnage.
Be sometimes
carnage,
there must
sir.
Be a price to be paid.
I assure you, I have had no hand in carnage.
You simply set the wheel in motion.
No, and perhaps what I'm about to ask of you, although I must state that this chilly reception doesn't give me much hope for this, there are other forces in play that I think you are imposing what they have done upon my own good name.
When you lay with the devil rubs off on you.
That's
not
Mr.
a
Bishop.
Saying.
No, but I can't remember the real saying, damn it.
I am very willing to listen to your proposals, Mr. Rathke. Or should I say Mr. Edison?
Ah, very good. You've done the thing proper, then.
Please continue. The people who are ill-using your name and legacy?
I'm afraid that some of them are, shall we say, rats in my walls. I am sure that with as exceptional sleuths that you are, you have no doubt found my city. He points up.
Yes. Is it yours anymore?
That is my problem, you see. I'm afraid that there is a certain rogue element about. If you would, sir, he looks over to Dare, and Dare takes out a bunch of manila envelopes and slides them all down the table. These are case files.
Is it a specific woman that I know from having shot her way, way back in the day?
Well, when you open the case file, what you see is an area that looks much like the destroyed Tesla building. There's police taped off, in a section, and there's a body laying in the middle of it. The body is of a woman wearing a lab coat, and that's basically all that the photo shows.
What does the rest of the folder say?
There's just a folder. There's just a picture, one photo in the folder. You're supposed to fill in the rest.
Little enough information. Would you care to elaborate, Mr. Edison?
I'm afraid that's what I would like you to do. Your investigations may lead you into my province, in which case I would, as Mr. Dare here has done, give you guest rights to be there as well. But I don't want to color your investigations by telling you more. Please investigate, if you would, this murder.
It is a crime that has been committed in Metapol, and we must bring the dastardly committers of it to justice.
And
I look at Marlo and go, where the hell? I kind of look at Marlo and wonder what the hell happened to him.
Where the actual Marlo has gone.
And who's the victim?
I would like you to do some investigations first. If you have questions for me after you have seen the scene, I would be glad to answer. But I do not wish to color your perceptions.
Where exactly is the scene?
It's in the wreckage of the Tesla Tower.
Okay, it's actually there.
Does it look like... How is the body destroyed? Does it look like this person was pushed from the floating city and basically splattered?
It's a sepia tone photograph. You really can't tell a lot from it.
Can I tell if there are bits of them everywhere and they are basically flat and a pool of stuff?
Yeah. It looks like that might be a possibility.
Okay, it looks like she was probably pushed from the top.
What was the date of this photo?
Just today.
How are we supposed to get to your city? By what method?
As I said, if your investigations lead you there, you need but ask. I will remain here in Dare's company.
Okay. Do we want to take this job? Absolutely.
It is a murder.
So we'll take it.
Well, let us listen to what Mr. Gavin, Miss Rackham, and the others have to say. My opinion is absolutely.
I think we should take it or at least investigate the circumstances before we make a concrete decision. I mean, after all, we don't even know who the victim was, but it looks very suspicious, and that is our job, after all.
I agree. We should definitely investigate this, and wherever it takes us, we will go. No stone will be left unturned.
The storm?
Your words.
Stone.
The phrases get more and more abstract every time.
No stone will be left unturned, and that's not abstract.
No, you said...
You did not say
you
stone.
You did say storm.
You said,
Stone will be left
you
unturned.
You said storm.
I said stone.
We have audio recording. You said storm.
My word literally went
In the back of Bishop's pocket, you see a pithy sayings book. Unfortunately, it's a poor translation from the Japanese.
If we happen to find the culprit behind this particular murder, and they do not wish to come willingly, how much force do you authorize to be used?
From you? It depends. Whatever force you are allowed by your license to maintain if it leads you to Metapol. If it leads you to my city, however, I'm afraid you will have to run by me. I would prefer my forces to take care of it at that point.
I'd like to know, why are you setting this up for us? You have your own resources, as you have demonstrated many a time.
Because his resources are perhaps compromised, Mr. Von Hundegaard. We have already encountered this.
He can acquire other resources with ease. This is more than just trying to do things without extra complications, otherwise he would not be bothering us.
It is a useful way to smooth over past wrongs.
Yeah.
Yes. He taps his nose several times as you guys discuss this, and he says, you are right, Mr. Hundegaard, in some respects, but as I had mentioned, you have often been thorns in my side and have often proven yourselves to be exceptionally good at your jobs. And I'm capable of and require the best. You are it.
Yes. I mean, we are already... I don't think I've actually done much against him, but the group as a whole, we are already about as opposed as we can be to him. We aren't really...
It doesn't.
I'm sorry, hold on just a second, Marcus. Are you saying that out loud, Hildegard?
I do just turn around and leave the room.
Okay, so you do not say that last bit out loud.
Which particular...
No, that was...
About you being...
saying that.
I'm sorry, who was saying that?
Joshua.
Oh, Ethan. Okay, were you saying that out loud, Ethan?
What part?
About you being opposed to Edison many, many times.
No, I was saying... I said out loud, I as the player, I don't... Have I actually gone up against Rathke?
No.
In any way? I don't recall doing that yet.
No, absolutely he has. He's the whole monster thing.
He's the head of the Cheka.
I'm the head of the Cheka, but apart from that... Okay, I'll be saying, I don't recall ever going up against you, but the group as a whole... Why would we... I suppose the reason we are trusted with this is we can't exactly betray him, considering we're not on his side to begin with. So we have no reason to...
Perhaps he is concerned about a certain group's infiltration within his ranks, and that group would betray him a certain way that he would be displeased with.
Mr. Edison, I believe that from my research into a certain group, there were 3 floating cities. Is this specifically the 3rd, or are there more? I wish to know this before I continue.
What are the other 2 that you know of?
There was one, I named the one that may or may not have disappeared into the sky, and I named the one that was supposed to be over Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And then I named the ones that were supposed to be being built.
Mm-hmm, yes. Then this would be the 3rd, yes.
The one, the other one.
Yes, the other one. And you know why that's important.
Yes. Interesting. So even here, you hold back information.
I'm sorry?
There's a 4th.
Of these cities? Oh, no doubt. I know of at least 6.
Hmm.
I assume that you did. I hold nothing back. Perhaps your investigation skills were not up to the par that I so wished them to be.
We counted up to 5. We lost track after that because it's hard to track down some leads when you have to deal with... fanatics.
Well, if this is to be a bargain for information, then I can deal in this. There are 6. Mine is the 3rd. The 3rd built, that is. In your timeline of having been introduced to them, as you say, the 4th.
Do you mean there are 6 active or 6 that have been built?
There are 6 active.
Does that mean that the one that floated up into the sky is gone, or have they gotten it?
Oh, yes, you, oh, I was wondering what happened to that one. No, it was not recovered.
You did not get reports of it?
I got very strange reports of it. Alternatingly sunk, alternatingly exploded. It was all very confused, but we ceased getting communications from them. They were not, how do you say, an alliance. They were not my men.
They operated under your flag.
No, they operated under a joint flag, of which I am under as well. I am not the leader of this group.
How do you hire your engineers?
By skill, an interview.
You do not use any other illicit methods?
He looks a little confused.
Are you aware of what was occurring on the one that disappeared?
As I say, they weren't my men.
Whose were they? And yet,
no, I believe Mr. Bishop knows quite well whose they were.
Harris! You see him kind of turn off to the side. Harris.
Oh, I see. Yeah. And who do you both work under in that case?
We don't. We are a collaboration of individuals wishing for a certain outcome to world events.
But you said you both work under a joint flag.
Yes.
Under someone.
No.
No.
We have a joint
a confederation, belief, if you will.
Yes.
How has the second-in-command been doing when she took over?
Not well, actually. Not well at all.
And I know her proclivities favored a certain organization, a fanatical one.
If the betrayal goes all the way to the top, would you authorize a coup d'etat?
That would be difficult. Once again, I'm not the leader of this group. It is a collaboration.
Exactly.
I would offer you my forces, of course, if that were necessary.
How can we tell the ones who are loyal to you versus the ones who are loyal to her?
Ah, and he taps the side of his nose. That is why I wish to employ you.
Excellent.
You have given aid and support to 3R. I have no interest in furthering your plans any further. I get up and leave.
Even if the others will not, I will at least take a look into your case. I will say, and I will ask Dare if he could make me a how difficult is it to make copies of photos?
Oh, it's not difficult. It does take a little time. You actually have to photograph the photograph.
Yeah. I'll ask him, Dare, to make me a copy of the photograph, and then I'll leave and run as fast as I can
copies of the photograph anyway, because you each have one.
Yes.
Then I'll take the photograph, and I will run as fast as I can to the park. Strapping my goggles over my face, going,
right. Let's do this as a group. There are things that we can explore, Mr. Leader of the Cheka.
What does Edison do when he says that? Does he just kind of roll his eyes?
I'll probably be halfway out the door with the goggles half on my face.
Please, all of us wish to explore certain things. Let us do so. We also need to speak with Mr. Gavin and Mr.
Hundegaard.
Mr. Hundegaard.
Probably make them understand and come to some agreement.
Perhaps. Now, you are, of course, aware of the infiltration of 3R amongst your group.
And your allies' group.
Once again, as this may have bearing on the case, I would like you to
have
a concrete question for me first. Investigate first, and then you may ask.
All right.
I don't want to color your perceptions at this point.
How is your girlfriend doing these days?
He furrows his brow for a minute. He says, yes, Soraya. She is difficult.
Is she suffering the same problems as the others?
Yes, she is.
Do you have Gamma?
I don't have him, but he is on the city, yes.
He is in the city above?
Yes.
Voluntarily?
What are you giving us to investigate this?
Well, what is it that you wish?
Well, given that you have secured your assault for our goals, I think it would be little enough to ask for you to ally yourself on a more secure foundation with the guilds.
Mr. Dare speaks up at that point and says, yes, that is kind of the point of him being here.
Yes, I merely wish to ensure, and it will be something to placate my fellows. Now, could your group in general be brought over?
Yes, except for perhaps the rogue element that I'm afraid has infiltrated.
So an inquisition into the rogue element will probably eventually be necessary in order to solve plenty of problems.
He nods.
How could you reanimate Tesla?
Reanimate him? I would not wish to do so. You have seen what happens to the copies. While brilliant they are, they're merely a shadow of him, and they have certain problems.
May I ask what purpose you had for Tesla's body, then?
To give him a proper rest, although I understand that has been taken care of well. He nods to Mr.
I will look. I will allow a flicker of discomfort past my face when he says this. He can readily see.
Yes. I understand that he's been given accommodation and care fitting the man he was. I have no qualm with that. He may rest as he is.
Is Sora in the city?
Is that what you say?
Yes.
He smirks and says, come now. We both know better.
Do we? I have evidence that she is.
I'm sorry, you lost me there, Nick. He was talking about Tesla's body, and then you were...
Yes, I was trying to off-put him by...
You've done it. Yeah, he seemed, that's a very gauche statement. He finds it very distasteful that you would hint that Mr. Tesla would be kept in a sewer.
No, Sora.
Soraya.
Soraya, I'm sorry. Okay. Soraya. Is Soraya in the city?
Yes. Of course, she is one of my top technicians. If your inclinations lead you there, she will be your point of contact, as I remain here with Dare to cement our new relations.
Okay,
What the heck was that?
I would say, just to make absolutely sure, would you be opposed to having, say, a member of the Checker here to attend to both of your safeties?
Yes, I would be. They are...
Well, the Checker is now formally the protection crew of the Guild, so they would be.
Right, but he is a man of honor, and I trust his word.
In the character's head, he's getting very confused now, because in the past, everyone has been telling him how horrible Rathke is, and now he seems like one of the good guys.
We've agreed that we will look into it a little bit, although we must bring about our friends before we make any final agreements. We will bring word to you later then.
Of course.
At this residence.
Yes.
I will shake his hand and then run out the door to the park.
Well, no. This way. Calm.
I grab him by his collar.
This is the game room. I have a terrible feeling about this. We have to get there quickly.
I'm sorry, Mr. Head of the Cheka. You need to wait.
Yes, I will sketch a short bow to Dare, and I will sketch a short bow to Mr. Edison and say, it will be good to work on your side for once.
He nods and says, let us hope that the side remains stable. I'm afraid the clock is ticking on this.
Excellent. Well, then we will move swiftly. Good evening, gentlemen. I must arrange.
I bow. I also do a slight bow, and I go, I look to Edison. There is confirmation that Harris is no more, correct?
He quirks an eye at you. I'm afraid not. I can say I've had no communication with him since his city went silent, but there's been no body, if that's what you're asking.
Okay, there's one thing. If you and Harris are working joint together, and you each were in control of one city, who's in control of the remaining four?
Ah, now, that, and he looks over to Mr. Dare, I will need to iron out with Mr. Dare here, as once again I cannot speak for anyone else under our confederation. But they may themselves step forward if they wish.
I see. So it's not just you and Harris. There are at least six of you.
And probably one of them is Dare.
Actually, probably.
As all of Metapole rises into the air.
Mr. Edison, I have so one final question. Does she control the one over Europe?
No.
Who controls the one over Europe?
Again, while this information may be given to you, I cannot speak for that person.
Who controls the one over this city?
I do.
Excellent. Who is in practical command?
Yeah, between Soraya and myself, we are the head of the command structure, but there are many others. Okay. If your investigations lead you there, you may meet them all.
Oh, excellent. All right, well, good day. I bid you good day, sir.
I did bid you good day, and I run with the guy with the goggles. Yes.
And now I have the horrible feeling, and I know it's not going to be that. I have a whole feeling either we will no longer be able to do this, investigate this, or we're going to press it, and it will turn out that Metapol is in fact a flying city, and that turns it on.
As you all leave, you hear, just as you're about to close the door, do you play chess, Mr. Dare?
Knight to Queen 4!
Oh, I just imagine the Moriarty moment now.
Yes.
And I will make it short and sweet for you, for Ethan. You go to the park, you look with your glasses, the rock only extends about 2 feet into the ground, and that's it. It's just a monument.
What's underneath the rock?
Seriously?
It's just a monument. It's just a marker.
Can I look inside the rock? Is it solid rock?
It is solid rock. It's marble, as a matter of fact.
Solid rock. Nothing inside it at all. No little wire.
Nothing in it at all. It is a solid piece of marble that extends
into
the ground.
Okay, I lift up the solid piece of marble and have him help me lift it up.
We'll desecrate this tomb if necessary.
So you get a work crew out there in the middle of the night to move several hundred pounds worth of marble to find that, look, there's ground underneath it.
And do they now smash the marble into fine chunks and sift it by hand?
No, no, no. I do not have them do that.
Let's start digging.
It's got to be here. There's something got to be here.
I will radio them. We are meeting. We have a meeting place. Let us meet.
Okay, the crew will be there while we meet.
Let us not dig up a park when it's likely several hundred feet under the ground. We will investigate this later.
But it's important.
It is important, but we have an immediate concern before us.
Bert, something yes. I never defined. What is the range on my goggles?
What level did you buy it to? Let me look at it real quick. So you guys are all meeting back at the offices? Is that the idea?
Yeah. That is what I request.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think it's just, I haven't improved it.
You have not improved it? Okay, if you haven't improved it, then it's just, it's like 50 feet.
Okay, well, I will try and look as far as I can down under the ground at that spot. Is there anything there?
Yeah, eventually you see sewer lines.
Okay, we will have to investigate that spot in the sewers.
Later, we have a more pressing case that we need to convince our party members to take part of.
Yes.
Okay, we get into our private room. We sweep for bugs.
It is swept hourly.
Hourly?
No, hold on. Now, the two people that stormed out of the conference, do you answer the radio call or not?
At the moment, I can't imagine that I would, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Please, come in. Come in, Gavin. Come in. I know you can hear me.
Actually, in order to get them, tell the radio them to meet us at the park? Because we are just before we go in, start digging. Because we need the archaeologist's expertise.
No, I'm cutting this off right here.
No, I'm going to dig.
We're going to dig.
If I get the archaeologist here, then he may as well
this
come with us.
This isn't Minecraft.
Yes. We are not digging. Sorry. Yeah. I'm not digging. No,
Hold on.
Ethan's saying that he's trying to trick him into saying he needs an archaeologist there.
Okay. I'm saying I want to bring the archaeologist here before we start digging.
Who's that going to fight digging. The call? I'm going to the bloody meeting.
Okay.
It's Gavin Marshall who's...
Then we'll call Gavin because we need someone with a sonic screwdriver.
Sounds like Gavin is not answering his phone if I'm going by what he's saying.
Okay.
Can we go get him?
I don't believe any of you know where Gavin actually lives.
No.
This is why we put out an APB.
No, we don't. If he doesn't want to respond, we're not going to drag him here. That's not going to get a good response.
Yes, it will.
We will, if he wishes to be left alone, we will leave him alone. Mr. Hundegard.
Can I make an investigation roll to see if I can figure out where he lives?
The marmoset signal.
Okay, we're back. Okay. Sharon, you may. Jameis, give me an opposed roll.
That was a six. I rolled a six.
Yep.
On what?
This would probably be under your burglary, as you're being very...
It's burglary, then it's an eight.
Yours is investigation. He is defending with his ability to hide himself.
You can't find him unless he gets a negative four.
No, I'm waiting for the rolling dice. There we go. Well,
this is the
brave.
Power of someone who's been SSMing for burglary, a long time.
Merely a five.
Oh!
Ooh.
Oh.
Then, unless I throw in my aspect of I was never here, in which case I have a seven.
Sharon, what are your aspects?
Sharon, got any aspects to throw in?
Yes. Let's see.
Let us not do this. It's not wish to meet us.
Let them do it if they wish to.
Yes.
I'm smarter than you.
That's a good one. That's a good one. That'll put you one ahead.
Anything, Gavin?
It's basically up to you. If you want to continue to spend aspects to be unfound, you can, or you can just let her.
Not really. I'm not really trying to that much avoid the entire group at the moment. There is aspects I could spend at this point, but no.
Nope. Okay, then Sharon, you have an idea of where Yavin might go to ground.
Cool.
Ah, the old coffee shop on 4th Street, of course.
Yes. So now we know how to find him if we need to.
It's beneath the old Marmoset Sanctuary.
Hold on, what? The coffee shop is beneath the Marmoset Sanctuary.
Yeah, it's an underground coffee club. Basement level.
Well, they do say that the civet droppings do work quite well for coffee, so why not Marmoset then?
Oh, fishing coffee grounds from Marmoset poo. Wonderful. So anyway, Elizabeth may indeed know where Gavin holds up, but whether or not you do anything with that is up to you, but he does not answer his phone when you all meet.
If we cannot get in touch with him, one or two of us should just go there and see if we can find him.
You're supposed to be really good at getting things out of people. You're a news person, aren't you?
Well, yes.
Let's leave Gavin to Stu.
Yeah,
if he'll come around when he wants to come around.
If he wanted to be a part of this, he would be a part of this. If he chooses not to be, we will call him later and see if we can convince him. If we cannot, then we do not hold his slave collar.
Mr. Hundegaard, there is a specific reason why I believe Marlowe actually wished to do this, and I actually thought about it as we were sitting there. I'm surprised I caught it. Was that we could use this as an opportunity to explore the city. And we can use this as an opportunity to weaken 3R, even if we are helping someone who has...
We are planning a raid, expedition, adventure, whatever you wish to call it, to that threat above Metapol. You are talking about temporary or permanent alliance, or a series of events which will exonerate a man who led to a regime of suffering and torment.
Yes, Mr. Von Hundegaard, we
did
are.
Did you turn up? Oh, I didn't realize you had turned up and met them.
Oh, yeah, you know, I've gone there to argue my point.
All right, okay.
Do you not recall your brother?
I do.
Your brother, once again, in not even, perhaps more culpable than this man.
My brother
that you
orchestrated small-scale...
Just so that I'm getting it straight, Hundegaard and probably Gavin's big thing is that you believe that that he is responsible for 3R.
He has been helping 3R.
No, my main problem with him is that, yes, he's been helping 3R, but also that he's set in motion a series of events which have destroyed lives, not in just in Metapol, but everywhere. And now he is throwing us this case to test the waters with us for his own means. And at the end of that, he will be set free and given a position of power to do as he will with no consequences for everything he has done.
So should we just kill him?
That's the point I will argue to the best of my ability.
Invaded hell, I'd give a recommendation to the devil. Anything to bring them down. They are the threat and the death and devastation that they will have unleashed and will unleash.
Will be
this
forgotten
world.
In the tidal wave of destruction which will follow in any regime which is willing to sell its soul.
I disagree.
Destroy them.
If
many
we,
times in history,
if
you will
Dare
see
maintains control.
You'll see rebellions. Set out to destroy a dictator, who in turn become dictators themselves, far worse than that which preceded them. I have no party to this madness.
So there is a screaming match over the table as you two vie for your points.
I wish I had that stunt that lets me calm everyone down.
Yes. The only thing that I want to point out, if I did not say it well enough, is that he is claiming that a lot of the things that have been done in his name were in fact not him.
I got that. It doesn't change the fact that he may argue that Metapol, as in the state it is in right now, is entirely the result of his actions.
Yes, and it's a better place for it.
No, it is not.
We are free.
You walk down the street. You walk down the street at this moment, and you will see boarded up houses, closed businesses, people left destitute, their lives ruined. Why?
Yes, I can tell you from personal experience that was the case anyway.
Yes. He wanted to prove a point.
He wanted to free the guilds.
No! No, he did not! He wanted his version of the guild. It was not about the betterment of humanity. It was not about...
You don't...
It was about the guilds. He wanted to free the guilds. Guilds does not equal humanity. Let's move on.
Do you know the man? Have you sat down with him?
Do you?
No.
No, but you are willing.
His actions.
And you have... No, you cannot. You can see what he lays before you. You follow the tracks he has left in the snow for you and your eyes and for your imagination to seed them with all sorts of, well, he could be working for the greater good. I do not believe that this greater good is any viable excuse for atrocity.
Gentlemen.
War? Then you believe that there is no such thing as a just war?
I do not.
Then you are a fool.
Gentlemen, let us discuss something. I want to put it on this table. I understand, Hundegaard. He deserves to be punished for what he's done. I understand that completely. I actually agree with you much more than Mr. Marlowe here. But I also see some cold, hard facts. If we allow the rogue element within his organization, which is completely dedicated to 3R, to take control of his cities, I want to remind you what we discovered was housed in the third city, the city that is above Metapol, a weapon of mass destruction.
Then why do
you... Being controlled by a person that wants to hire us, yes.
Yes, this is bad, but here's the thing. We need to deal with the 3R threat. I understand that he should be punished. I personally don't think we should ally with him. I think we should deal with this threat to make sure that it doesn't become a bigger threat. More guns for 3R hurts everyone here. More weapons for 3R hurts all. What we need to figure out is how we can accomplish this goal while also hurting Edison.
Well, here's the thing. If we accept this job, then we have access to basically his dirty laundry, or at least parts of it. We end up with limited access, at least, to his city.
Yes. The only way I could accept this job, commission, or any other term you choose to give it, this merry dance he's leading us on, would be if our overall goal is the destruction and ruination of what he has set in motion at this point, including that doomsday device overhead.
Including the freedom of the guilds.
The freedom of the guilds... What is this? That this one small city was worth causing all this fuss, this menace, when people were living lives merrily and contentedly here? And what has it done? What has it done? It's allowed the guilds to become their own sovereign nation, perhaps. Mm-hmm. And
at the cost of so many lives and a war. A war we all know is there. A war that will probably kill many, many men. I see.
And a war in which Edison can ply his weapons to his greater enrichment, and a war in which, like it or not, Dare will enjoy.
I think Dare will not enjoy it, but I don't think Dare will pick a side. I think Dare will remain neutral and allow whoever has the weapons. And I don't want to see Britain fall. I don't want to see my motherland die.
Understand, if I do not agree with ruination of Edison, we have the reason why is if Edison can aid us in our war against 3R, we need his aid. And if we need any help we can get at this point in time, I mean, in any port in a storm, any port.
Have we looked at the alternatives? Have we looked at what we can accomplish here? No, we have not. We have been too focused on events in the small scale as they have occurred. At no point have we set out to try and combat this 3R threat. At no point have we truly seen to rallying our forces. And now, straight away, you're going to say that we are hopeless and jump to the whipcrack of a man who would sell our lives, who would see men walk off to the slaughter if he thought it would be a strategic advantage. No, not even a strategic advantage. If it would better him and his goal in the short run.
I think we can all agree that Edison is kind of an egomaniacal proto-dictator here.
No.
But we're not.
I don't agree with that.
You don't agree with that?
No, I see no evidence of that.
Metapol, circa, 4 months ago?
Yes, it was an ends to a means.
Which is not an acceptable argument.
The means do not justify the ends.
They absolutely do. They have
to. No, they don't necessarily.
If the world, okay, If the alternative is the 3R domination of the world, what would you not do something to prevent that? Would you not act to see
yes, the... but I would not go it's to the extreme like of wiping if out
rather
every
have Mussolini
human.
Or Hitler. There's, I mean, there is well, other don't, options.
We those don't exist.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean.
We yes, don't know what
would
his
you,
endgame was.
In your argument, you would therefore sacrifice every human life in existence as long as the last one remaining did not belong to 3R. No, sir, I do not accept that.
I do.
Are you saying, Marlo, better the devil you know than the devil you don't?
I'm saying that I would never.
As Bishop pulls out his phrase book again and looks that one up.
Get that one right, though?
Yes, you did.
Yes, you did.
Yes.
Yes, I will not. I will say I will not be a slave. I will not be a slave, and I will do anything.
Then why do you wish to sell yourself to this man?
I'm not selling myself to anything. I am creating a short-term alliance, and we will see if it will grow.
If it strengthen him.
If it grows at the expense of 3R, then yes. We do know that there is a 3R infiltration within his ranks. And so if we allow 3R to gain control of what he has, then our situation will be hopeless. That's the bottom line.
Just
if you're willing
remember,
to condemn all of humanity for your hatred of Edison, then you have you see nothing.
No,
Mr. Marlowe, just remember that the enemy of your enemy is not necessarily your friend.
The
he can still be your enemy.
He might be, but we don't.
Best led for later. Right now,
we don't know what his ends are. And we do know he has a city right above us right now that could wipe out Metapole in a second. If he so chose it,
so
we would be gone.
So we use this opportunity and not to further his goal, but to end the threat. That
if
is the only
not,
way I could
not
accept
at the he has allies. He has men who are allied. I will say blah about the rest of the meeting. But he has allies. If we burn this man here and now, the Confederation will turn against us. They might turn to some other goal that's still opposed to 3R, or they might go to the port in the storm that is 3R. You are ignoring the wider political ramifications for your own hatreds. Don't you think that's...
No, we're not. No, we're not. I'm saying that we should take this position, but we just should not necessarily trust
No, absolutely
our
not. We should not trust him because we don't know his motivations. Whether or not he is a proto-dictator, as you say, or, you know, something more benevolent. In the end, we do not know. All we know is what he has done has proven that he is willing to sacrifice many lives to achieve his ends. And he's
including
willing
to ours, if needed.
Including ours, absolutely. But if it opposes 3R, then we must do it.
I do not accept that. I cannot accept that anything, no matter what the cost, must be done to fight an organization which could be fought through other means.
You would have, let us say we destroy Edison. What do you think the other members of his confederation will do?
They will surely turn either on us or scatter to the winds, one or the other.
They will turn on us. That we will have been proven to be the more realistic threat to them, and they will destroy us. And
no,
they have the
bottom line is they would destroy Metapole or any power structure in Metapole to
absolutely
get to us.
And they have the capabilities to do it. Point up. I mean, they have the capabilities to do it at any time they so choose. We exist at their whims. We need this force. Either we need to keep them neutral or we should recruit them. If they prove to be evil proto-dictators, then it is better. We are in a better position to insinuate ourselves in them and to be able to destroy them from within. If they prove to be more benevolent and that he is telling us the truth, then we have gained a powerful ally in this struggle. And whether or not he should meet his destiny at the end of the road, then there will be a judgment for him. He will pay his dues one way or the other.
Right, I'm going to pause you guys right there, and I'm going to switch over to a moonlit scene in the dark night with the Metapole fog around.
Ooh.
The Marmoset Avenger has taken to the streets.
Yep.
With gravy and biscuits.
In particular, he is taken to the shattered remains of the Tesla Tower as he looks over the body of an equally shattered woman who seems to have fallen from a great height. Give me an investigation roll there, Gavin.
But if the Nimbus centers there, does the Nimbus center there?
Yeah, it kind of rolls out from the two towers in waves, and that's kind of why there's all the mist at night in Metapole.
In that case, can I bump into him at some point? Since that's what I'm following.
Would you be at the center tower, though?
Well, I was following the Nimbus. And
right, the Nimbuses are coming from the two separate towers, not the central one, because it's not there anymore.
Well, so. I mean, if that's where the middle in-between of them is, then that's
if you wish to spend a fate chip to happen upon the scene, you may, but let's let him have his scene here before you barge into it.
I will spend the chip whenever... Mm-hmm. Jameis thinks it would be good.
Okay.
Well, I've got a 4 at the moment. Let's just see what the preliminary information
is. 4 is good. Once again, dead body isn't resisting.
Stop resisting!
Alright, she's in a white lab coat with very sensible shoes. In her pocket, the only item that she seems to have on her is a Bakelite punch card. Bakelite is an early plastic. It's a plastic punch card. Punch card like a computer punch card.
Mm-hmm.
Since you do have some medical, obviously she's fallen from a very, from a great height. But you also notice some abrasions, around her neck. Very thin, a cord or a noose, a very thin string. Something has left abrasions on her neck. Although it looks like it was left post-death. The woman herself is remarkable in that she has scarring on her face. It doesn't mar her too much, like she's not hideous, but you can tell where she has suffered some burns across one side of her face, and it extends down to her left hand as well.
All right.
Okay. And if do you have photographic memory?
Yeah.
You do. Okay. Then roll for this.
That's my thing.
This is Sally from one of the first cases investigated,
which I never worked on.
Right, but it has been discussed.
Yes, and there've been pictures.
And I do believe you were there for when she was broken out of the hospital.
Oh,
the mining devices.
Yeah, but then she got taken out before I didn't get to hear anything. But I was there when we discussed that particular part of the case.
Yes. But you have seen photographs because of that, yep. And you do know about the case files. So this was the lady that was one of the ladies that was extracted from the hospital.
Mm. The other one being the person who's currently pseudo in charge, from what I recall.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else that's fallen around near her?
The only other thing that you notice is that recently, some homeless have been using this spot, as a place to get out of the weather, as there is an overturned barrel that, still smells of, having a fire set in it. You find some old clothing, some old blankets nearby. Looks like they haven't been here, at least, today though, as neither of these are warm. No fire was built in the can today, but recently.
Oh, and of course the obligatory. Which isn't working.
Yes. Well, you're getting a lot of extraneous signal right here because you've got the two backup power stations pretty close by. Yeah. But you know well enough to factor that out, so no other stray signals.
Okay.
And yes, falling from a great height could not have been falling from a great height in the tower that was here, as it's all been leveled. So there is nothing directly above.
We get that
it
was from the city above the sky bit. Okay, just so you know, we do get that.
Yes.
Now the punch card, do I think that would just be a, get into a doorway type card, or does it actually look like a card with more information on it?
It could be either. Literally, it could be either, although it's a single punch card. It can't hold a lot of data.
Yeah. If only I had my computer. Oh, wait, I do.
Yep. Sure, you just scan the holes, and it's essentially just like it's a number. It's a string of numbers. You're figuring it probably does open a lock of some sort.
Yeah. Right, I'm happy for Ethan to turn up now if he wants to.
Mm-hmm. All right, Mr. Thane. You see a shadowy figure in a top hat and probably a long waving scarf, I assume, of some sort.
One of the bowler hats and eye mask. That's how
there you go. Okay.
Can't tell crouching. Who it is, no idea.
Crouching in the middle of the crime scene.
Who are you? I will say, walking in with my own top hat and billowing trench coat.
If that's not pulp, I don't know what is.
There's been a murder here.
Yes, I can see that.
Going a long way.
Look up. Actually, if we look up, is there any visible hole?
No, because of the fog, you really can't see. Oh, okay.
Do we know vaguely? I mean, first of all, do we know how big the diameter
of the floating ship? It's enormous. Yeah. It's
okay. Because I'm thinking,
if someone were to be thrown off the edge, they really couldn't land here in the middle of the city, could they?
No, no. It would have to be somewhere near the center.
It would have to be a hatch or something.
Possibly.
Yes.
It's just a thing. You'll note the marks around her neck here.
Yes.
How do you know my name?
Yeah, that's how do you know who I am?
He's well known. He's the head of the Cheka.
Yeah. Possibly made from dragging her body afterwards. Possibly she caught on something on the way down.
Looks a little bit like a noose.
Got a phone call happening I'm trying to ignore.
The Marmoset headset goes off.
It's the Marmoset signal. The sound of a Marmoset running.
Right.
Over a piano.
They gave up. Right.
It's probably the most boring crime fighter meeting ever.
Yeah. Her name was Sally. If you know her last name, say it was Sally.
Burdane, you've got photographic memory.
Yeah. What is it?
Burdane.
Sally Burdane.
You may want to ask Mr. Bishop about her.
You know Mr. Bishop?
He's a man of the people.
Actually, is the Marmoset Avenger very public as a figure? I mean, is he well known?
There's only rumors and mystery surrounding him.
Yeah. Not hugely known, I'd say, unless you have a good ear on the street, you probably haven't actually heard of him. I understand your goggles can see things most people can't. Perhaps that's if you're capable of detecting something else here.
Yeah. I will. Since you've already examined the scene, it might be quicker if you did, I say, giving it to the person with far higher investigation scores. Oh, no, all right. The person who actually has an investigation score.
It's just not done touching another crime fighter's gear.
That's a violation of personal space, really.
I need to keep some sort of
how long the body's been lying here.
Yes, since you have medical knowledge, at least a day. There's likely a police report filed, as if there is police tape up around the body.
I will do a quick scan of the area with my goggles, just in case there's anything interesting.
Yes, as a matter of fact, there are some interesting things. There are many hollows, in all the debris and damage around, that look like, people have, lived in. Like, they've dragged, mattresses and, cots and things into the little hollows, except they all seem to be vacant right now.
Seems that people were living here, but now they seem to have moved out. Does it look like people moved out in a hurry?
Yes, because things are left behind.
Yes.
If you're assuming that they are homeless people, they've left behind things like clothing and food.
Ooh, food, that is... Yeah, they really left in a hurry. And how scary... How prone to being scared are the people? I mean, the homeless of Metapol, would they be likely to run away instantly if someone fell from the sky knowing that there's a flying city somewhere up there?
Not likely.
They don't know if there's a flying city.
Yeah, they don't know that.
We know there's a flying city.
Yeah. That likely wouldn't make them run away, but the police coming to investigate it likely would.
Yes, it's possible one of them took something from the body too, or something else that we should try and find where they are now.
Is there anything, any like photographs or anything identifying in the room, a pair of underpants with someone's name sewn on it or something?
Unfortunately, it's all scavenged merchandise.
The police, but given that the police have been here, they may know where they moved the homeless onto.
Or chase them off to. Homeless people were there, where would they run to? Like, is there another park nearby or something?
I do happen to know someone in the police, so I will, if I check the police, You perhaps, do you know where the homeless might run if this happened?
Try to ignore the metagaming people from who, or the comics people out here.
If anybody has any kind of aspect for the underground or anything like that, not the railroad, but just, you know, street life in general.
I've got streetwise still.
Streetwise would do it, yeah.
I have, it's a hard lock nut, a hard lock knife, a that hard lock knife.
Yeah, either one would let you know. Yes, a lot of times, especially since right beneath this building, used
I
to be a major.
I had streetwise at level 5.
Wow. Yeah. You know where all the best places are.
Yeah.
I didn't even know streetwise.
You're like the dumpster diving king, you know?
You can take whatever new schools you want, and I took, and you just make up a school, and I took the school streetwise.
I have survival. I sort of assumed that also doubled as like urban survival.
It does, but it you get less information. It's harder to do if you took survival and then took a specialty urban, that would be similar to having streetwise. So right. Yeah, so your rolls are easier if you have a specific skill versus a general skill. Is what that comes to. But what both of you realize is that, especially with the nights getting, more cold, a lot of the people go into the abandoned parts of the, pneumatic subways. Because it's much warmer down there as all the hot water pipes run through the ceilings. And since they're not being used anymore, there are large stations that have not been used that are quite comfortable to live in.
Would you care to join me, Mr. Thane, on a visit to the people?
I would very much enjoy that, Mr.
I'm Batman. I am the Marmoset Avenger.
Pleased to meet you. I hold off my hand.
Shall we go?
Yes.
Oh, I'm about to take his hand.
Right.
Bert, when we get there, since I did grow up on the streets, do I happen to know any of the bums?
What's your contacts like? Give me a roll.
Let's see if I even have it.
I don't have.
Well, everyone has, you can roll for your 4 dice and see how you come up, even if you don't have the skill. You have an aspect.
Not good, but I have a ton of things to spend, so.
So that's where the aspect will come in handy.
Yes, I will use it's a hard knock life to reroll.
Well, roll your 4 dice first. I don't see it, so.
I did. That's a minus 1.
Oh, okay. Minus 1.
Or would a plus 1 be enough?
Yeah. It would allow you to know someone. You may not know them well, but you would know someone, and they may not trust you, but you would know someone.
I'll re-roll, then I'll chance it. It's not like I'm running low on skill points. Yes, you're right. I could do worse.
Yeah.
Now, you could never do worse than your best roll, but that still means your roll's a negative 1 as your best.
Yeah, exactly.
How about... Ooh...
Wow, that is worse. Well done.
How about in for a penny, in for a pound? Because I know the best places where the people I used to hang out with the people who were panhandling and trying to get money from people.
All right, so you're going to take that as just a plus 2?
Yes, so I will be at a 1.
So you'll be at a 1. So yeah, you know somebody. Know whether or not they will be here at this particular place that you are. You're going to ask around for the guy as you're down there?
You could, just saying, if you have enough, you could just spend a chip to say the guy is around.
Let's see, I got 2... Actually, yes, I should. I just spent 2 chips. I had 3 refresh, and I had a net extra of 2 chips from so far this session.
Okay, so you want him
so
to be
I
there.
Should have. Yeah, I'll spend 1 chip, so I'll have 2 left.
Sure, you know, Lemuel used to be a panhandler. Showed you the best places where you could do your performing act on the streets, where you first started earning your money.
He taught me all the tricks with the
yes,
to draw the crowds.
The switching center directly beneath the old tower is a very popular place with the homeless right now. They actually live quite well down there as long as they can get food supplies. And tonight seems to be a marketplace night. People are bringing things that they've been scavenging from the many blown out buildings in Metapole here lately and are kind of trading back and forth. So it's kind of like a market atmosphere that's going on. Most people are doing barter. Some people actually have some coin that they're trading. But, Lemuel's there. He's got his old fiddle and he's sitting on, one of the benches and he's, doing a fantastic melody as he's going by. A lot of people are putting like canned food and a few coins here and there in his fiddle case. Even the destitute have an appreciation for good music, as they give him a round of applause as he finishes, and you walk up.
I will do the sort of slow clap as I walk up.
Ah, Mr. Thane. Mr. Big Shot now forgets his friends along the way. As I said, they don't have to like you.
I never forget where I came from.
Oh, really? When's the last time you came by, huh?
Last Tuesday, if I recall correctly.
Oh, come on. You think a half-eaten sandwich is enough? Man, I taught you the business. And look at you. Head of the Cheka. Got your own office, I bet.
Actually, yes. It has a good view of all the rooftops. I hear snipers hang out there a lot.
I can neither confirm nor deny that. Looks around. Who's your friend in the rather melodramatic mask? Are you scarred under there, buddy?
I am the Mamacit Avenger.
Oh, I've heard of you. Yeah. Hey, are the rumors true? Do you scent mark your locations? no offense meant, Mr. Set, sir.
I never fully decided if that was part of my stunt or not.
The scent gun.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. High and Mighty, who came off his cloud to see old Lem, suppose you came for something.
Of course. And you know me, I can always offer you something in return.
Yeah, true enough. What do you want to barter for? What can old Lem do for you?
We need some information.
Information. A lot of people have been asking for that lately.
Mr. Set?
The body that came down in the old Tisla Tower.
Yeah?
What do you know about it?
I know a couple of guys were there on the scene, saw her plummet out of the sky, maybe took something of value from her.
Would we be able to talk to them?
Memory starts to get a little foggy. He rubs his palm.
Yeah.
I will. Okay. This is what I'm built for. I want to wink at him, and he will find a few dollars in his pocket.
A few dollars. Ooh, big spender.
Yeah.
Hey, I thought, aren't dollars worth, like, a lot of money now? I don't know the economy.
No idea what the currency value is of anything at the moment. What's your
resource rating, and how generous are you being?
I am being quite... First of all, my resource. I don't have one.
Oh, then you're not being very generous at all. You literally give him a few coins that might buy him a cup of coffee.
Well, can I make a roll to see how much I have on me?
If you have a resources of zero, you're perpetually broke.
The Marmoset Avenger finds himself missing one wallet.
Yeah.
Can I not just give him a chunk of my wages now that I apparently have one?
Yes, which will just also make you, even more poor this week until your next paycheck. You might have to start working street corners again, actually. But
Well, I want to give him basically enough that he will survive for maybe 2 weeks.
All right, just give me a four die roll amount. There. This will happen. Just give me a four die roll. I want to see how destitute you're going to be in the next till your next paycheck.
Plus one.
Plus one. Okay. Well, yeah. You may not have blown all up your last paycheck then.
I am forced to eat at D's for the next week.
Horror. Yes, he knows the drill. He checks his pocket, thumbs the bills and says, "Right, the man you want to see is Carl. He's been flashing around a piece of necklace candy here lately. Looked to be silver or some odd design on it. No one's had the money to buy it off him, but you'll probably find him around the market. Hard to miss. He's an incredibly fat man, and he wears one boot. You can never find one in the right size for the other foot."
This necklace, do you recall what this design was by any chance?
Some kind of bug.
A beetle, perhaps?
Yeah, or maybe. A scarab? What the hell's a scarab?
It's like a beetle, but rounder.
He scratches his head. Might be that. That was kind of some kind of stink bug myself, but might have been.
Well, thanks. So we will go and find this
All right.
Carl.
I am going to cut scene back to the conference center. Is the argument still going on?
I'd just like to ask, in your argument, did you notice I left?
No. Probably not, no.
Hey, wasn't there a fourth person here?
Yeah, basically, this is going nowhere. I say we vote as a group, and we say we follow what the group wants. What I propose is that we investigate this crime. We follow it where it leads. If it can help us take down any element of 3R, we do so. And if we can dig up any dirt on, on Edison while we do so, we dig it up. But we do not take active action unless we can prove Edison false.
My conditions in partaking in this is that we continue and prosecute this as we would any other case without any consideration for whom it may involve, where it may lead, or what it may cause regarding possible dalliances with the enemy.
Take a chip there, Gilt, for actually quoting near verbatim what the investigator's creed is and the whole point that the guilds hire people that are not guild members to do this.
Thank you. Did he actually do that?
Yeah. I mean, we have to obey certain laws. I mean,
Be the ones which allowed us to be in this privileged position of guild investigators. That responsibility, I think, should come first. Or do you wish to remain on that oath?
I mean, we can't, if it's a crime that goes up on the city, I mean, we do what we would normally do in such a case. I have no problem. We turn over the evidence to the people whom, we turn over the evidence to Dare. I have no problem with that.
Yep. And remember, that is what happens because you have no right to arrest or detain anyone. You have to just hand
over. Although we do so.
The Cheka do, you don't.
more frequently, we just end up bursting into the scene, fight breaks out, and therefore.
Yeah, if you happen to kill people in the, process of finding out information, well, you know.
Hey, what's a few deaths between
as soon as they draw arms on us, it's a citizen's arrest.
Actually, it's self-defense when they draw arms on us.
Okay. I do not mind.
Okay, and I now have an image of people just carrying around these disposable guns they can put on bodies now. He drew first.
Serial numbers. That little tape.
Yep.
Whenever we finally decide to go up top, I need to ask if guns are legal and can I have one?
Okay. When you get to ask him that question, you may.
Yep. All right. So I do not mind. I do not mind investigating under those scriptures.
What was that?
Nothing.
I trust that you are a man of your word and you will always keep your end of deal.
Oh, yes. I am a man of my word. My word.
Yes, he is a very honorable man, not known
my
to...
word.
And thus, any backing out on this solemn oath that we are undertaking, this practice of crime solving, would destroy your reputation quite thoroughly.
Oh, yes, my reputation.
Like his reputation could die anymore.
Yes, oh, yes.
I'm just... just think about that. Yes. Witnessed by those here that you rely on quite frequently and need to undertake all your deeds.
I mean, y'all do know I've ordered people to die. I mean, I've reneged on my promises several times,
but never to the group, as far as I can remember.
Never to the group, no. But at the same time,
and that's what I'm establishing here: that this is something that you are promising towards the people here around this table.
Yes,
and backing out on this is going to be the final straw between you and Aldrich.
Well, that's fine. I thank you.
I wouldn't bet on that.
That is a good question. I forgot. What is the new firearm law? What are the firearm laws?
The amendment, the change that has been made is that the police may now carry firearms. You may carry firearms internationally where they are allowed, but you still can't carry them in Metapol.
So it's still, everyone except the police is still taser.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, everyone has a firearm because
they don't want to kill all their citizens.
Exactly. But they are now allowed to carry guns as well.
I remember a certain someone getting some kind of gun, sword, cane thing?
Actually, I was thinking more about back in the early days whereby they would simply supercharge the tasers.
Oh, yeah, I remember when someone did supercharge the taser. Yeah, I remember that guy. Stole my wallet one too many times. He's longer.
You did. You partook of that same arrangement yourself. You
no,
both
I've had it.
I was pretty sure you. Yeah, no. There were two. Reno was the only person who didn't.
Yep. So, are you guys going to vote to take this case? Then?
I will take the case as long
we'll
as
take
we
take
the case.
We'll take the case.
We'll but take the case, but we're not trusting our employer. Period.
Absolutely.
Hell
not.
No.
And when you go around to see the hands that are being raised, you notice that you have completely missed that Ethan has left the room.
Fuck. I need to put a tracking collar on him.
Oh, you like one? I have one right here. Oh, well, I thought you knew. I already put this in my pocket. Don't you see my universal gadget?
No, you cannot do that to another
James.
Player.
I know.
I will try to contact Gavin.
How do you try and contact Gavin?
I tried to raise him on the radio.
Okay.
He does not respond. Well.
Then
do we hear
have
a little tone
actually,
going?
Does Gavin respond this time or not? The call will come when you guys are in the bazaar.
Certainly not in the middle of doing business now.
Okay. While you're wearing your costume? Yes, this is Gavin here.
Yeah.
I imagine you have a special separate phone and it just has a little tone. Marmoset Avenger. Every time someone calls you.
Well, I wish Ethan had a quantum radio. This is.
I wish I had a quantum radio too, but I was one session late.
Yep.
And I don't have one either, so don't feel like you know you're the only one.
You guys had six of them total. You still have some that are unaccounted for.
Oh, I get those.
No, we don't. We have three. Okay, I can account for four right now. Five right now. I can account for all six. Yeah. One went to Marlo. One went to Hundegard. One went to Gavin. One went to Bishop. One went to Bob Sterling. And then the other went to Tesla so we could figure out how to manufacture them.
Went to Beta, right. So Beta is still available.
Yeah. Beta, if you managed to work ahead of if it was, generate more yet? No? Then he still has it.
If it was given to Beta so we could manufacture them, has he not managed to manufacture at least one more by now?
He's had other things you've had him been working on.
Yeah, and he's a little ADD. I don't know
yeah.
if you've noticed.
Yeah.
Wait, weapons! Weapons! Weapons!
Well, great. Can they just continue and we spend a chip to say we intersect with them?
Well, if you're going to go to the crime scene, then yeah, we can intercept you at the crime scene.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to go to the crime scene then.
But
then
we know that the crime scene, though. We know we're near it.
Which is below the crime scene, by the way.
Yes. Bishop, spend a chip to say we follow the same route they did.
why am I spending the chip?
You guys don't need to spend a chip. Just you're going out to the crime scene. I will arrange you all bumping into each other somehow.
Mm-hmm. Oh no, it's the Marmoset Avenger!
Here's the question I have upon reaching the remains. Did you guys take the Bakelite card?
The what?
The Bakelite punch card.
Well, you don't know about it because I don't believe.
I know. Yeah. That's why when we get there, I want to. Because
yes,
I will also search the body.
Took the card. I know he did.
I've still got the card.
Okay.
It's funny in that way.
It's not like he doesn't have a computer he can plug it into.
That's not a problem.
It's not a problem at all.
Wait.
Oh, yes. Since we have. Some potential important card with us, and because I know where we are, I will be constantly looking out for anyone trying to pick our pockets.
This is kind of funny. I'm looking at people and the various names that, you know how they light up when someone speaks? They're now lighting up for different people.
Yeah, that happens. In fact, when I speak, I can see guilt lighting up.
Yeah, that's who you light up. I light up for Jameis now.
Mm-hmm. That's why I've been confused between some of you speaking here. And not as bad during this game, but my Sunday game, wow, I have a lot of problems on that one.
It's quite interesting. Skype picked me to speak for the only other British person, so the only other person I could be confused for.
Yes.
So who on earth do I light up? Oh god, I light up for Marlo. No! No!
All right, well, let's cut back to the scene and the impromptu market that sprung up as you all go looking for Carl. And I won't make you. Go ahead.
That's what I said, but I'm going to pass Ethan some money so he can do a better job of trying to find the money.
Thank you.
I have resource level 3, so it's not a problem.
All right. Well, you happen upon Carl, as he seems to be in negotiation with a junk dealer, and he's got something in his palm, and he's, with his other hand, he's, waving his fingers around. The other guy is shaking his head back and forth and then nodding every once in a while, and shows Carl some other knick-knack that he's got. So you approach while this is going on.
And we attack the robot.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
Hey, Bert, while you're pulsing, would Hire be better on the investigation of the body?
No. Oh. The dead isn't resistant.
Oh, Nick, you're lighting up for Sharon now.
Woot!
Does that
my
mean
character does cross stress.
Sharon lights up Marcus, so, yeah.
What? And we're back.
Nick, you are the least pink. If voices had color, yours would be the least pink.
That's mostly because of the stabbing.
Yeah.
What's really funny about all this is Bert still lights up for Bert.
Yeah. Yes, he does.
Might be because I'm hosting it.
Or yeah. Skype knows it's met its match.
Mm. All right. Yes, you have track Carl down, who seems to be negotiating payment for something that he's holding in his hand.
Is it a necklace?
Get a little closer. Yes, there is a coil. There's a silver coil in his hand, with some kind of brooch-like device, in the middle of it. It's hard to see exactly because he's kind of clenching and unclenching his hand. You can't get a great look at it.
And I have goggles.
Make sure
they work well enough for that.
Not really, because you still also see the coiled up. It's something coiled up silver.
Crap. Okay.
Don't spook him, please. We don't want to run.
Yeah.
Well, what eventually happens then is that Carl doesn't seem to be able to get the price that he wants, so he pockets whatever it is and heads down the street, almost running into the two of you that are waiting at the end of the street.
Good afternoon. Carl, I presume?
Carl looks up startled at the one masked man and the other one in a expensive-looking tux and top hat and starts to run!
I said it very calmly. Damn it.
You ever see a fat man gain speed?
Oh, are we talking well-boat fed? Or are we talking Logan fed?
Yeah, kind of Logan-ish.
You know what's funny was when you first said it, when you first described the guy, I was like, is that Logan?
Look how his flesh ripples.
Yes.
I'm going to
it's like a water mattress in motion.
I'm not going to chase him down so much as jog him down.
What's your athletics?
Carl, let me see. Honey.
Oh, that kind of does it.
I refuse to get involved in a random
Yes, as Ethan's about to get his jogging shoes on, because, running in patent leather shoes is a little difficult. Yeah, he slows down. He got half a block away, and he slows down a little. It's like, you got money for what?
I hold up a note in my fingers here, saying that you see that we don't back that money.
He looks around and makes sure that there's not someone going to spring out and grab him. And okay, he walks up to you, sidles up.
Oh, if that happened, I'd kill you, right?
He sidles up to you and says, yeah?
Yeah, gather that you were at the Tesla Tower yesterday.
Might have been. He rocks back on his heel, and this is, the one boot that he's wearing.
Yeah, you look like you could do another shoe there. Perhaps this might help with you. I'm just going to straight out offer it to him.
He goes away very quickly. Says, yeah, I was there.
Yeah.
Saw the whole thing. Crazy lady just flew out of the sky and made an awful splash when she hit.
Yeah, so I get her. And of course, you're a interested person, might have had a closer look, and it might have been something there that got your attention, and I'd be interested in anything that was found, no questions asked.
No question asked. I might have been I found something on her. I mean, not that she would have had much use for it anymore, right?
No, of course. I take out another note, but just hold on to it.
He hesitates for a minute and says, if you got two more of those, maybe that certain item can make an appearance.
A couple more notes will appear in his hand. With a sleight of hand.
More notes in my hand, yeah.
Actually, give me a second here. As you go to do your sleight of hand.
I actually have the I have the expertise, now you see it, now you don't.
Oh, very nice. But as you go to do your sleight of hand, and you're pulling your hand back from an expertly dropped couple of bills there, you find that there's something in your palm.
Is it the necklace by any chance?
It is a silver necklace.
Wow, I will say, you, sir, are very good.
And was there was nothing else, it was just this?
Lots of screaming.
Yeah, I can guess that. Oh,
well, up until the point where she stopped, you know, falling. Wasn't a lot of screaming after that.
I just examined the necklace a little bit. Is it, in fact, a scarab?
It is a scarab.
Okay, somehow this is related to the Tesla thing. I am absolutely certain of this.
It's actually quite heavy. It is silver. You know, you can't be sure without doing some tests if it's pure silver or not, but it sure feels like it. The beetle's maybe an inch long.
It's very good. That means it's going to be very hard to lose or have it stolen from me if I can feel its weight. I'm just going to fiddle with it and see if the,
Thank you, Carl.
Because yeah. I Perhaps am a very,
we should move away first.
Yeah, Carl's already crossing the street after the money has changed hands. And
I'm a very suspicious person, so I'm going to see if there is a button or anything that would open the scarab and if there's anything inside.
Yeah, just give me an investigation roll. Just,
right. Come on, skill I don't have.
Oh, wow, you don't have
it. No.
You really need to spend some points.
I do have, I believe, two of those.
Well, that's
left.
One, isn't it? You rolled a. I see a plus, minus, and a plus.
No, I'm the black. I got minus two.
So, why did you want
burglary? There
you go.
Yeah.
Burglary would be. Actually, do you have burglary?
Do I have burglary? Yes, I have burglary at three.
Okay, so that would put you at a plus. That's good enough. It's cleverly disguised. But yeah, if you kind of push in at the scarab's legs at the top and the bottom, the body swings open. And
I am just guessing these things tonight.
The inside is, well, it used to be some kind of like a enamel or a cloisonné kind of painting on both, you know, as it swings open, you've got the shell part and the body part. There used to be painted images on both, but they've been, muddy. You really can't make out the pictures anymore.
Do they bear any vague resemblance to a blurry Tesla?
You really can't make out the picture at all, other than to know that there was at one time some kind of pigment here.
Okay, well, I will show it to the Marmoset Avenger.
Him in the wrong face lights up just is not helping at all. I'll have a look, but from the sound of it, there's nothing really there to see. Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, looks to you, maybe to both of you, that someone at some point in time tried to clean the silver, and the solvent ruined the paint.
I'll just ask if... Has Carl gone away yet?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Although I suppose he wouldn't really have that much access to solvent, would he?
Solvent's already what did the damage.
I know. Yeah. I was wondering if he was.
I doubt he even opened it.
Yeah.
The hasp was very clever, very clever. If you weren't looking for it, you would not have found it.
Well, what do you think our next move should be? Is that your chair squeaking?
That is my chair squeaking.
All I could imagine there was like some sort of semi-Batman in an eggshell chair just rocking backwards and forwards.
Well, do you guys leave the underground at this point?
I don't think there's much more we can do here.
I'm just gonna...
I think we need to examine what that... did you show me the card? Or do I not know it exists?
I never explicitly mentioned it, but that's alright. This doesn't look to be an immediate next step in the investigation. I suggest you take that to a point of necklace and then pass them the punch card and this to your team and see if they can make anything further from it. I'll bid you adieu.
Right.
And the Marmoset Avenger disappears in a puff of marmosetness.
A puff of marmosets.
You. You. All right. So, Ethan, when you make your way back out, to above and get through the wreckage, you will find your team looking at the body.
Yep, definitely dead.
Perfect timing.
Yep, definitely dead.
Yes.
Oh, I would say that.
You guys will have, of course, figured out the same things that were seen earlier, that a bunch of bums had been living here, that, you know, the wound on the neck, falling from a great height. And yes, Bishop, yes, you know this person.
No.
I will
not
say,
wait.
I think we seem to have made some headway. Me and a furry friend.
We have so many lives.
Now, now I'll just walk up and say, now where is Gavin? We really need him. It's strange how he's not here, isn't it? We really need him. And whenever we need him, he's not here.
I need a second.
Bert, if my memory serves me correctly about this woman, if I remember right, she's the one at the hospital who eventually became the second in command under Harris, wasn't she?
There was the other woman who got abducted from the hospital.
Yeah.
But there were only two women abducted from the hospital. Yes. The alchemist and this woman, who was the woman we shocked and I shocked her.
And who you caused to, have the third degree burns on her body.
Does she still have the third degree
burns? Yes, she does.
Okay.
I will say, do you recognize this?
So she was the one who became second in command under Harris, wasn't she?
No.
That was a different woman?
Yes, that was the alchemist.
Okay.
Okay, right. Okay, really please confuse as to who, how many women
do you recognize this by any chance? And I will.
Yes. Hold on just a minute, Joshua. The other thing, is that you suppose that she is the woman who, froze, Leonard.
No, I must check her body for anything that might hint at the answer.
She was the 3R?
Yes, she was the 3R supporter.
She froze my Leonard?
Yep.
No,
at least that's what Mr. Bishop had supposed after hearing that it was a woman and that she had burns and
yes,
good riddance, I say.
By the way, do not worry. Miss Rackham, I have almost gotten a cure.
I stand behind her and I start shaking my head.
And you wonder why we don't trust you.
I want to pass the...
Was it perhaps the multiple executions I've ordered?
Actually, no, you don't wonder at all why we don't trust you, I suspect.
No.
Was it the other thing? The many times I've just gone away.
Order, that means... Well, that's going to be interesting. Okay.
So Ethan is passing over what?
I want to say, do you recognize this by any chance? And pass over the necklace, which will be open.
Do we recognize it by any chance?
Other than it's silver and it is likely a scarab, no.
I meant the inside.
There's nothing inside other than what used to be some pigment.
Not even the indications of a picture?
Nope.
Is there, archaeology man, is there any way you could restore this?
Alchemy man, is there any way I can restore it?
You could paint another picture on top of it.
I mean, it's gone. I mean, it's not like it was etched into the metal below it.
Hey, Bert, you say there used to be pigment there.
Yes.
Is it definitely pigment? Could it be some kind of colored chemical?
Well, you would need a laboratory to find out for sure.
Right.
I'll eventually need to take this to the lab.
Also, we need to find Gavin, because, as I recall, he is the one who can examine this, I will say, holding up the punch card.
I will radio for Gavin.
Bakelite, these modern materials, absolute genius, although it's a pity they're so brittle.
And smell like hair when you burn them.
Where was this found?
On the body.
Gavin. I find that a little inconsistent with the idea that this person has fallen from the sky. Bakelite is hardly the most sturdy of materials.
No, but Bakelite's pretty sturdy.
Yeah, it only gets brittle as it ages.
We got lucky, and she didn't land wrong for the punch card, of course, not for the... Well, she was.
She happened to land in the perfect position to not damage the punch card at all.
It's actually one of the reasons they stopped using Bakelite, is they didn't realize that it became brittle as it aged. It actually is quite durable when it's first produced.
I'd like to do two things. Mr. Thane, have you examined the body with your special sight?
I believe I gave everywhere, including the body, a quick look over, didn't I, Bird?
Yeah.
Yes, I have.
Were the was the damage to her skeleton consistent with such a fall?
Now his glasses cannot differentiate between living tissue. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah,
I can't see bones. Yeah. These are not X-ray at the moment. They only pan through things.
Mr. Hundegaard, you probably would have a better chance. Can you attempt to raise Gavin, as I don't think he's would like to talk with Marlow at the moment?
Because you are metagaming.
No, because you're an a-hole.
I will agree that. Seconded. Let's have a vote on that.
That's really true.
Ah, so yes, the quantum radio beeps on a different frequency.
Not the a-hole one, right?
Right. It might even be listed on his phone that way. This light.
You need lights.
I've actually got I recently downloaded a ringtone that says, "Asshole calling, there's an asshole on the other line."
So does Gavin answer this time or no?
Yes, all right, it's good. All right.
All right, so yes, you have Gavin on the line there, Hundegaard.
Well, Mr. Marshall, it appears that we are investigating this crime after several concessions were made on Mr. Marlowe's part, and they would really like to request your assistance on the matter.
I see no reason to work for Mr. Rethke.
And that is one of the concessions made. We are not. We are working under our original contract with the guilds, and only with them, to that full responsibility. If we find this crime leads to his door, then we are free to prosecute it as we are contracted to do.
We were not brought into this case by the guilds. We were brought into this case by Rethke. The guilds have never requested our prison.
But we shall conduct it as guild investigators only.
Can you tell him that the body landed in Metapol, so it's kind of also part of our crime?
Shush.
Since we need to cut to the chase at some point,
I will try and talk into the radio. A very, very helpful person also gave us some leads that we should take a look at.
Excuse me, there's a mic on the radio. It's your own.
I don't have one.
Okay.
Can Randall have his privacy in the phone call?
No.
Fine, because someone is dead, I will help you investigate. But at no time will I do anything at all to aid the plan of Rethke.
Agreed. I think you and I need to have a conversation at some point.
Alright, so I'll meet you tomorrow at the crime scene then?
Is that agreeable with everyone else tomorrow at this location in daylight?
I don't see how we need to come back here. We can go back to the office.
Yeah, we need to go somewhere that has a Babbage machine so we can use it.
Gavin has one.
We will meet tomorrow at the Checker office if that is acceptable.
Well, it's the Guild Investigator's office.
Yes, which is staffed entirely by Checker.
No, well, not entirely. Yeah. We're not Checker.
No, in fact, none of the Checker are Guild Investigators, besides me and Ethan.
We seem to use that building, and that is the one where all the Checker are hidden, hang out.
Let us call it a night, as I would like to see my wife.
It happens to be adjacent to my office.
So, tomorrow at the Guild Investigator's office, if that is acceptable.
Mm.
Very well, then. Sure, we will continue this discussion then.
Mm.
Yes. Mm. Sounds good.
On Peter's name.
All right. So, Marcus, Bishop's alchemical cooking has run its course by the time you get back, and you think that you can not reproduce the effects, but you think you can reverse the effects. Unfortunately, it's going to take a sample of a few chemicals, which are a little hard to get a hold of.
How hard is hard?
As in, he will have to have them flown in from elsewhere, because they are not to be found in Metapol.
I
That's
told
no problem. We'll do it.
Yeah,
I basically make sure to go through proper guild channels on this as I don't know how I would do as I'm technically not part of the guilds, but I'm a guild investigator and probably would know who to contact about this. Make sure that everything goes through proper channels.
Oh yeah, you just send a letter to your acquisitions department, who is actually part of the guild, and they provide you with your offices and such.
Just go to Watson and Crick and go, idiots, this is what you need to do.
Hello, acquisitions department. I need these incredibly rare and exotic chemicals that cannot be gotten inside Metapol.
Exactly. As fast as possible to save a man's life.
We can get them from the British government because we can.
Yes. Oh,
yes. To be fair, with how easy it is to get guns in during the time when they were very, very, very strictly banned, I'm sure it's not too hard to get some chemicals that aren't even illegal.
Well, banned is different than rare.
yes, it is. Banned means it's very common, but not legal. Rare means it's hard to get them. Also, I will put it in a request through whatever channels that he has for...
I don't believe you know that he's an agent, do you?
Yeah, everyone said he's an agent.
Oh, okay, yeah.
An agent.
Yeah,
okay, yeah,
yeah. We found
that
when we
hit
the
right, that's
though,
right.
So.
Yeah, okay. So you send it through your acquisitions department, which will tag a note on to the British government there about it being for one of their agents.
Yes, and that it is completely not experimental and is guaranteed to work. Not by some mad random alchemist.
But a mad random amateur alchemist.
Don't worry, he's not French.
Sounds good. Alright, Nick has got to go soon here, so do you guys want to do anything preliminary to... I mean, we're not going to be able to get you to the city this episode, but is there anything else that you wanted to run down or check on?
Because I really need it. During the next 2 weeks, which I know won't pass, but just to let you know, for the next in-game 2 weeks, in order to increase my investigation skill, I'm going to be doing a lot of off-time investigation, trying to work out who the Marmoset Avenger is.
That might be an opposed role there.
Or an impossible
no, well,
one if you
the
don't agree to
I'm
let
not...
him find you.
Actually, I can see this working in every 2 weeks. I will increase my investigation skill by one until I am eventually good enough to find out.
You'll have to work that out with Javis, because the rule is you can't do anything directly to another PC that doesn't allow you to try. So if he doesn't want to roll a versus
really
roll,
to...
then...
I don't really want to find out who you are. At least not early on and without your consent. I wanted to basically at first just use it as a way to up my investigation skill, and then perhaps secondarily to find a way to contact the Marmoset Avenger should he be needed.
Well, there's the Marmoset signal, of course.
It'd be those stupid cases where we're all having off in some foreign city, and the Marmoset Avenger happens to turn up.
Yes.
I was just in town on some unrelated business. Yes.
You've got to have that aspect, Jameis, that even though it's like a crummy little mask and you can be in bright light, no one will notice that it's Gavin behind this stupid little mask.
It's part of the stunt.
Yes.
Part of the stunt. You can't tell it's Gavin.
Yes.
Do you have a mask on? Is it like you said you had a bowler hat and a scarf, but did you have
a mask?
Oh,
he has a
mask. And a little mask.
Yeah.
Like a domino mask, one of the little... Yeah.
That's all it is. Just covers the eyes and that's pretty much it. That's all you need for the times.
Just a quick idea. Anyone have an idea for an aspect that could easily bite me in my rear that involves alchemy?
Secrets man was not meant to know.
a little of that.
I like that. Secrets man was not meant to know.
Oh, God. I have a small thing I'd like to try with the locket. Is the picture in it, was it inserted afterwards? As in a small separate photograph which was put in and can be taken out as well.
Ah, okay. If you do some testing on this, what you're able to find out, and I won't make you roll for it because you will, it just takes time, not necessarily a great roll. The original pigments in there are all natural ingredients, like the purple was made from snail. The very old pigment. Right. It's old, yes. Old pigment. And the silver itself is also very old. You can tell because of how it was smelted. It doesn't have certain elements in it that modern silver does when it's made.
Right. But the painting itself, was that actually painted straight onto the metalwork, or was there a small piece of paper or backing that
Right onto the metalwork. It was a base pigment, and then another that was painted on top of that. And unfortunately, the solvent ripped it right down to the base pigment.
Okay, yeah. Wait,
did people rotate again? No, oh, never mind.
No, but that ruins what my thought was. Oh well.
Huh? You're no longer You're no longer Jonathan. You're Logos now.
I've always been Logos.
The next session's going to be just the next morning, or is it going to be 2 weeks in game?
That's up to you guys as to what you want to do.
Next morning.
Although you were told that there's that this is time sensitive.
So,
ideally, I'd like it 2 weeks so I could get an investigation skill. But
no, you don't need one.
Sure, that's probably not possible.
Well, between my last session, Nick's session, and this session, it's been 1 week. Because Nick's session was like 4 days?
2 days.
2 days, okay. Well, not quite a week then.
I'm sorry, 3 days. It's been 5 days, so tomorrow would be the 6th. So, one more day.
Yes, one more day and you can spend experience, Joshua.
I thought 1 week. I thought it was 2 weeks.
No, each week. Each week.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I really should have known that.
So if you could have already spent, then please go ahead.
Bert, how many points for this session?
One experience.
Hooray.
Although, people should have built up a nice chip supply for this one.
No.
Chips, lots of chips.
You didn't, Marcus. You were throwing them away left and right. But
well, that's because I figured we weren't doing anything, and I wanted to save a life.
Yes.
And actually, I only spent 3 chips and gained 2 chips, so I pretty much broke even anyway.
Yep. I had to get new stunts, so...
I will say that I do appreciate people saying that deserved a chip. Keep doing that, because I do tend to forget to hand them out.
You know what, Bert? That deserves a chip.
No.
That may be pushing your luck.
The GM gets chips, and he gives them to their guys. No!
Give it to Dare, if Dare's doing something to help us.
Did Nick, you have anything that you wanted to try wrap up or find out before next session? He may have already been gone.
Yeah.
I guess Sharon left. No, I'm joking.
I'm still here.
Yeah, Sharon.
No, I'm joking because Nick was
lighting
up on Sharon.
Sharon, did you want to do anything or set up anything before next session? And yes, I got your email, and yes, that's done.
All right, cool. No, the only thing that I want to do is start working on my social skills and try to get some very good charitable contacts. Mm-hmm.
Well, you certainly did that at the speech as you were sitting near some very high society people, so that would be a good reason for you to be able to bump that up in the week has passed or whatever you need to spend your experience.
Cool.
And Ethan, was there anything... You're looking
I'm investigating the Marmoset
Adventure. Oh, yes, the Marmoset Adventure. Who is the mysterious masked fuzzy?
Yeah, the masked furry man.
Hey, Bert, I have a quick question. Would my contacts be able to get the stuff faster since I'd still have the stunt used? Wait, no, I think I may have gotten rid of that stunt. I'm not sure. Let me double check. I may still have the stunt that lets me use contacts to get stuff.
Okay, let me put it to you this way. Your acquisition department has legendary contacts.
I'll get it for me.
Marcus, before I forget.
Yes?
Your Skype icon, under the words, "No, Mr. Bond," what does it say?
I've linked you to the picture.
Yeah.
Put the picture link in the chat.
I expect you to walk, I think it was. Isn't
yes.
It?
Yeah.
Mr. Bond, I expect you to walk. Because it shows a picture of the car on a cement block.
Yeah. Yes. Having all the wheels being stolen.
Yes.
Very nice. All right, guys. Thanks for playing. And
can I get a couple of stunts with you, Bert?
Yeah, let me end this recording, and then I'll call you back. And that was... Hundegard?
Me. Yes.
Okay. God damn it, we're not that similar.
Well, but you're lighting up differently, so it's hard for me to tell.
I think we're all back
to normal. Everyone's lighting up correctly on my screen now.
I think they are now. They weren't before, but they are now.
It's Nick's fault. Yep. It's all Nick's fault.
It always has been. From the very start, we should have killed him first. He was really Harris.
All right. Night, guys.
All right. Night.
Harris!
Music in this podcast is provided by Kevin MacLeod. More of his excellent music can be found at incompetech.com. We have several ways that you can comment on our show. You can send email to steamsteelmurder@gmail.com. You can join our public forums at bluemagic.com/forums. That's bluemagic, BLUMAGIK.com. Leave us feedback on iTunes or visit obsidianportal.com and do a search for our title and find our campaign blog and more information about the show.
Hi, this is Ross Payton, one of the hosts of Roleplaying Public Radio.
And I'm Tom Church, the other guy.
Yeah, we do a regularly updated podcast on RPGs. We do at least two episodes a month. We offer commentary, comedy, and actual play.
And occasional and inane stuff no one cares about, too.
Exactly. Our commentary, each episode focuses on a gaming topic, such as how to deal with large groups or horrible gamers, or how to make old games new and exciting again. Our comedy offers such stories as the Law and Orcdom, a fantasy D&D version of Law and Order, and our actual play does games such as Call of Cthulhu, the end of the world as we know it. So if you're interested in any of that, give us a try.
And if you're interested in inane stuff, give that a try too.
Yeah, Roleplaying Public Radio, slangdesign.com/RPPR.